Everywhere. Let's pray now. Is there ever a hand that's went up? Remember, he saw your hand. You can't make a move without him seeing it. Our Heavenly Father, we're coming to the close now. A few moments, the prayer line will be starting. The people will be coming to be prayed for. We think that, behold, a greater than Solomon is here. We've had about 2,500 years of writing of the Scripture of God. How many more Scriptures? How greater it is today at the life of Jesus Christ. How He said that He'd give the wicked and adulterous generation the sign of the resurrection. Oh, Father, we see something real. We see Jesus. We see Him in His church. We see Him moving about, doing the works that He did when He was here on earth. It strikes our heart, Lord. Mold us. We're coming down to the potter's house now. Break us up, Lord, and mold us and make us real Christians. Give us a new birth. Give us the Spirit of God in us, like the spirit of motherhood was in that deer. Grant it, Lord. Everyone that raised their hands, we pray for them, Father, that You'll grant their request. If I never get to shake their hands on this earth, may I do it in a better land. Grant it, Lord. Because of that display, I suppose maybe the mother deer is still living to this day. I pray, Heavenly Father, that You'll give them long life, great service for You. Forgive their sins. There might have been some here that didn't raise their hands. Deal with them, Lord. Let them know what they missed by not knowing Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. He's here today. I pray, Father, that You'll make Him so manifested that the people will see that He still lives, a greater than Solomon. We ask it in Jesus' name and for His glory. Amen. I'm just going to sing that song together before we start to pray. Trusting only in Thy breath. Oh, I see Thy face. Would you like to see His face? Watch. Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Oh, say. Another little bowing her heads and her hands up, sing it real softly with me now. Savior, you that's needy, drop everything. Living, ever present, ready to help, to heal. Now I believe there's about 200 prayer cards out. Now I want to ask you something. The meeting is closing now. And you people that accept Christ, do this. Do this, the real thing. I'll leave you a minute. Go to one of these pastors. Tell them you want to be baptized. And then stay there. They'll instruct you how to take you on from there on. Do that, won't you? Don't just let it drop when the revival's gone. Go on. Be a real Christian. Born, let the Spirit of God come in you. You'll be a Christian like the mother deer was a deer, a mother. Now you do that, won't you? I'm going to believe in you. I'm going to believe I'll see you again on the other side if I never see you here again. Now, we realize that to take one by one under that discernment this afternoon, I'd get about a half a dozen and I'd fall over. We know that. How many understand that?
Sure.
He couldn't do it. But do you believe after all these nights has gone by, every night, do you believe that it is God? Now, thank you. Now, so that His presence will be with me, I'm going to ask Thee now that if He will do here in the meeting what He did when He was on earth. Now, if I look down and saw maybe this young woman sitting here, and I'd say, she's crippled. Anybody can see that. But what about somebody out there that looks healthy and strong? Now, let me say this one more time. If Jesus Christ, our Lord, was standing here today just as I'm standing, wearing this suit that He gave me, He could not heal you. How many know that?
Amen.
He's already done it. He was wounded for our transgressions. With His stripes, we were healed. Now, when He died, He made an atonement for our healing. We all know that.
Yeah.
If the old atonement had healing, this was a better one. He said in the old atonement, how much better? He said, thou shalt not kill. He had to kill the act. But whosoever is angry with his brother, without a cause, is killed already. The old covenant said, thou shalt not commit adultery. This one said, whosoever looketh upon a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already. He's hard. See? It's a greater. So healing was lifted up also from the old to the new. Now, notice close now. Then what would He do if He was standing here? The only thing He could do would be prove that He was Jesus. Is that right? Now, what if somebody come up here with scars across her hands and nail scars up here, whatever it was, thorns and... That could be any hypocrite. That's right. But how you know? You said, by their fruit you shall know them. People speak with tongues, claim they have the Holy Ghost, then go out and lie and steal and cheat. They ain't got the Holy Ghost. I've seen witch doctors speak with tongues, lay a pencil down, hit run up and down the soap plate and play that shaving hair, cut two bits, come back down and write an unknown tongue, and a wizard stand there and interpret it and tell them what they said. Now, you see them drink human, drink blood out of a human skull and call on the devil till the power knock you down and speak in tongues. No, no. He can impersonate anything. But the life is what counts.
Yeah.
Now, take the life that's in a grapevine or in a peach tree and put it in an apple tree, what kind of fruit would it have? If it was a peach tree life in an apple tree, that'd be peaches.
Sure.
By the fruit. Now, you put His life here, then it will produce what He was. How did we find this week that they know He was the Messiah? Because He was the prophet that Moses spoke of. He showed him His signs and how we went through it. Now, He's still the same Christ today. You believe that?
Yes.
Now look. Now remember, He promised that the Gentiles would receive the same thing, that same discernment that God did in a human body of flesh before Sodom burned. Is that right? We all understand that now? See, look, if it's hard to understand, He said, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it come. There's three classes of people. The Sodomites, and Lot, the lukewarm, formal church, denominational church, and Abraham, the elected outside of Sodom.
Yes.
The church called out.
Yes.
And the church in Sodom. Now watch, it's not the time that's going to destroy water, He said it would be, but the destroying of fire,
Amen.
Which now is to be destroyed. Look, they had a preacher, two of them, to go down there, two messengers, and preach in Sodom. And Abraham, the messenger of the up here, the one that stayed behind, done a miracle before Abraham by turning his back to the tent and asking Abraham, telling him what he was, and telling his wife, Sarah, not S-A-R-A-I, but F-A-R-A-H, which just before that it changed her name from his Abram to Abraham. He called him Abraham and her Sarah, and said, where is Sarah? And he said, in the tent behind you. He said, I'm going to visit you, according to the time of life. And Sarah laughed within herself, and the angel, messenger, that Abraham said was God, said, why did Sarah laugh? Saying, let me give you a little grace here, brethren. That minute, God would have killed Sarah. for disbelieving that angel. He didn't. Look at that angel went out and told Lot's wife not to look back. See what happened to her? For unbelief. See? But he couldn't take Sarah because she was part of Abraham. And today the unbelief of the real true church, she has unbelief, but he can't touch her. We're in Jesus.
Amen.
You can't take the church without hurting Christ. You couldn't take Sarah without hurting Abraham. So grace covered it. And Sarah got scared, and she denied it. He said, you did do it. Now, Jesus said, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. Did you ever notice that Abraham means father of nations?
Yes.
Yeah. H-A-M. Through all the history of the world. We've never had a man out there in Babylon, as we know of, bringing a message like with the same name we have today, G-R-A-H-A-M, to the denominational church. Now the elected church. I hope you're not blind. Now, notice, see, just exactly setting with the evening light.
Amen.
Everything positionally right in place. Now, what was God? Now, how many in here believe that Abraham was right when he said that man stand there eating a calf, drinking milk, eating corn cakes and drinking milk before Abraham, and that was God. You believe it? Abraham called him God. Elohim. All right. Now what was he saying? God, before the coming of the Son of Man, will manifest himself in human flesh like he did then.
Yes.
And do the same thing.
Yes.
If that's true, let God speak.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I pray that I may never be here again. It's up to you. We're nearing the end, Lord. But let it be known that I am not a faker. And I'm standing here telling the truth of the gospel.
Amen.
And if you once more, Lord, their blood be upon, not upon me. Grant it, Lord. Your message has gone forth. Let it be known that thou art God and I'm your servant. How many sick people's in the building? I don't know a person here. I'm going to look first to see now if I'm sure. I don't see one person that I know personally. Now, way back in the back is Fred Stoffman. I know there's some of people that know, but I don't know where Fred's at. I heard him say amen a while ago, but I don't even know where he's at. He's back in the back somewhere. I heard it way back there. Where are you, Fred? Yeah, way back there. How many along in here somewhere will raise up your hands that I don't know you? Let's see. Just perfectly strange. Raise your hand. All right. There you go. I'm going to trust the grace of Christ. I'm going to turn my back just to make the Bible. Not to be a clown, but to serve God. I want some of you to talk to Him and touch His garment. All right. Now, they're going to move a telephone here just a moment. They're going to have a prayer line. But first I want to, what I'm trying to get, is that the Spirit of God, I'm going to pray and lay hands on you. I want you to see that the anointing of Christ doesn't fail. Then a little Catholic woman down in Santa Maria, I believe it was, the other day, come by, and she come by, and when she got in the line, she come by, she said, she's Spanish, she talked, she said, I know that you couldn't do it. And I know that it's not you, it's God. You lay your hands on me, I'm going to be well. She got it right there. Right there, it finished it. See? Faith, believe. Now, somebody believe. Have faith. If He will do it, will you make you believe?
Amen.
We have faith. I'm just waiting to see what he says. I'm a man. See that light? Little lady sitting right here. I'm a stranger to you. God knows you. You have complications. You had a pneumonia or something first. It left you with this all broke up. That's right, is it? Raise up your hand if that's the truth. If we're strangers, wave your hand like that. We don't know one another. You believe God can tell me who you are? Would I help you? You believe me to be His prophet? Miss Graham? That's right. Wave your hand. You just believe God. Be reverent. Don't doubt. Have faith. Right behind, over there in the audience, back in that little booth back there. See that light hanging there? It's a man, a woman, man, both. They're praying. What a horrible thing. It's a black spirit. Epilepsy. Mr. Higgins, believe with all your heart, and a thing will leave you. Miss Higgins, you lay your hands over on him. Believe with all your heart. God, I rebuke that devil. Turn him loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you believe, Mrs. Higgins and Mr. Higgins, that it's gone from you? Raise up your hand if you believe it. God bless you. I'm a stranger to you. If that's right, wave your hand again. Now believe. What did they touch? Faith. Have faith. Amen. Don't doubt. Lady back there with female trouble. Praying for God to heal her. Believe with all your heart, God will heal you of female trouble. Miss Stanley, you're not from here. You're from Idaho. That's right, raise up your hand. If we're a stranger, wave your hand. If that's what your trouble was, wave your hand again. Go home, be well. Jesus Christ makes you well. You believe? Right here. A woman, nervous, complications, praying for her husband also. He has trouble with his eyes. That's right. Mr. Griggs and Mrs. Griggs, you believe with all your heart that God will make you well? All right. Have faith. Am I a stranger to you? Wave your hand. That's right. God bless you. Go and receive your healing. What about up there in the balcony? You think you're too far away? Don't you ever think that? I challenge you to believe it. There's a man suffering with arthritis. Mr. Peters, believe with all your heart. Stand up on your feet. Jesus Christ makes you well. Believe it! Do you believe? Now I'm trying to hide something. I take every spirit in here under my control in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, He's here! He's Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, bright morning star. He's the first, the last, He that was and which is and shall come. He's Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. The living one that ever lived. He's not dead, He's raised again. His coming is at hand. Repent! Let your unbelief be blotted out, unless he finds you weary. O God, our Heavenly Father, be merciful. Oh, what more could you do, Lord? Grant, Lord, that everybody here will receive it now. While your Spirit is upon us, Lord, let thy Holy Ghost come now and do the work that is supposed to be done. I pray in Jesus' name. Before I get weak now, I see him do something else, right? Before I get too far, I want just those who's got the prayer cards standing over in this row, and we'll come right down. Or do you want across here? All right. Well, I say, this section with your prayer card, stand out. Now I'm going on this side. And then let somebody else call the other section, the upstairs and in the row. How many's in that booth in there? I don't want to keep talking. I want this to stay on me. So I want to lay hands on you that you'll be healed. I'm going to ask my brethren, so if the congregation will see, that's not only me, my brethren has the right. Come here, brethren. Come here and stand out here with me, all you ministers. Any of my brethren out there, my minister brethren, come here just a minute. My minister brothers, come here. I want you. Ministers that believe with all your heart. If this congregation won't doubt, you're going to see one of the most mighty things happen that you ever seen in your life. That's right. Come right on up. Take your lines one side or the other. Let these ministers pass through as they come through these lines here. Let the ministers come here first and stand a double line. Right over on this side, ministering. That's right. That's good. The prayer cards in this section, come over here and stand now. The prayer cards over in that booth, come over and stand. And as soon as that line goes down, let this side come and that. Then let the balcony come down next. And now, everybody now, while they're in their position in place, and then if we have time left, the rest of them comes. Now, we want to pray for everybody. But listen, it won't do one speck of good. You're just passing, walking, unless you believe that God is here at the platform and this is the order. The woman said she seen our Lord Jesus and said she knowed that if she could touch his garment. Now, you can touch him. That's right. She seen what he was doing. Now, here stands ministers, anointed man of God, that to lay hands on you, same as myself. And when you come through here, and we're going to pray and lay hands on you, and if you believe it, leave this platform, throw away your canes, crutches, whatever's wrong, and go on out believing. Amen. Don't you never turn it loose again. Stay with it. No matter how long it takes, it stay with it anyhow. Let's bow our heads now while we pray. Our Heavenly Father, we're going to pray one for the other, confessing our faults one to another. God, let every man and woman that's here now be forgiven of their sins, because hands of the gospel is going to be laid upon the sick and the afflicted. God, if they did any sin that would cause them to be hindered, I pray, God, that you forgive them of their sin. And we know there's only one original sin, and that's unbelief. He that believeth not is condemned already. And we know that unbelief is the only sin that there is. Man who commit adultery and women and so forth, they do that because they're not believers. If they were believers, they would not do that. They'd be believing on you and have life eternal. You said, he that believeth on me hath eternal life and shall never come to the judgment. It's already passed from death to life. That's your word, Lord. So it's between belief and unbelief. God, let every person pass through here, lay aside every unbelief. And when they come through here, may they come as if they went under Calvary's cross itself, and the blood dripping down upon them. May the precious presence of the Holy Ghost, who is a greater than Solomon, stand here today in the power of the resurrection of Christ and confirm every sickness that goes through. Grant it, Lord, and may they, everyone, be healed for the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Every head stay bowed. Every eye stay closed. Everybody praying one for another. As soon as this line goes down, we'll call the next line. What if this is your father or mother here in the line? It's somebody's. What if it's your wife, your husband, your child? You'd want somebody praying. Now, do unto others as you'd have others do unto you. Amen. You go to be in a prayer line? Have faith that devil will leave. Miss Pringley, and he'll go away from you. That's who you are. And epilepsy is what you had. Just have faith. I see that dark shadow rise from you and go away. I pray it'll never come again. She got it before she even got to the prayer line. There he is. That's who you are. That's what your name is. That's what's wrong. Had it for a long time. Just believe now. I hope it never returns again to you. Talk about grace. Oh, God. How could anyone doubt? Don't doubt no more. Please don't. Just forget the man part. See, forget these men. They're servants of Christ. Now, everybody pray. And let the song leader lead the song, Only Believe, if you will. And brethren, I want you to step up here, and everyone comes by, lay your ministerial hand up on that person that passes through here, and ask with all your heart now. Remember, what this is your wife, your daughters, your mothers, your children. It's somebody, you know. And let's just be anointed. Take all the unbelief away and everything and just say, God, they're going to be well. That's all. They're going to be. They're going to be well. And all of you out there are going to be praying, say amen. Amen. Now, God, it's up to you to do it, Father. We're going to believe you in Jesus' name. Amen. Step by. Now, if I believe everyone in that prayer line is a stranger to me, there's no one here that I know outside of Brother Borders, and I don't mean I may have met you brothers in meetings, but just to know who you are. And I believe this is, if this is that brother from Ohio here, something that, I can't think of his name now, Fritzinger from Ohio, Brother and Sister Fritzinger, sitting there from Ohio. This is Brother and Sister Dow, sitting here from Ohio. Now, I know Brother Softman and Brother Wood is in here somewhere. The book salesman, them. I don't see him. Don't know where they're at. But now, if the Holy Spirit will come and confirm what I have said tonight to be the truth, then it'd be two things. It would show you that Jesus Christ is still alive. Yeah. Is that right? The same yesterday, today, and forever. Because as a man, I can't do those works. It takes him to do it. So you know it has to be him. And another thing it would indicate, that the time is at hand. That's right. Yes. That time, the last sign that Israel received, the last sign that they received Lot, Abraham before the destruction, everything indicates right now we're in the shadows of His coming. Amen. So, sinner friend, if you're here tonight and God proves that He's here among us, won't you come and accept Him as your Savior?
Yes.
You do that. Now, for the glory of God, and in the name of Jesus Christ, I take every spirit in here under the control of the Holy Ghost. Now, don't move around. Sit quiet. Be reverent. Pray. And you out there, now, you just pray and say, now, I'm going, Lord, that minister doesn't know me, but let me touch your garment. Let me touch you. Then you speak through him. I don't know it's you. Because that's you acting through your church as he said you was. All right? Let's have the... This is quite a walk across here. Now, thank you. Here's a lady that's totally strange to me. Now, I want you to keep this scripture tonight in your mind. When you go home, read St. John 4. Here it is. A man and a woman meet for the first time. See, right here, just exactly like in the Bible time, our Lord Jesus met a woman that he knew not, she knew not him. Now this woman, I don't know her, I've never seen her, so she's just some lady standing here. Now she may be, maybe she's a rank unbeliever, she might be a Christian, she
She might be a deceiver. She might be sick. She might be standing for somebody else. It may be domestic trouble. It may be financial trouble. I don't know. But he does know. Now, if I come and said like this, glory to God. Remember, that's the Holy Spirit, brothers, that says that. But I say, glory to God, sister. The Lord sent me to pray for sick. You believe me? She'd say, yes, I believe you. Are you sick? Yes. Something wrong with you? Yeah, what is it? She'd say, well, I'm dying with cancer. I've got TB or something like that. I'd say, lay my hands up on her. I say, Jesus said these signs shall follow and believe it. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Hallelujah. Go believe it. That could be so. She'd go and get healed. And she'd believe it. But now, let's change that now. We come up a little farther. Now, what if he stands here and tells her something that... Let him tell her what's wrong. Let him tell her something she's done, or something she ought not have done, or whether what she is. Then if what in the past is true, she'll know whether that's right or not. And then if he can tell her what has been, and then we'll tell her what will be, that's got it then. That takes it all out. That's it. Would you believe? Everybody believe? How about up the balcony? Would you believe, friends, back way at the end? Now, remember, we're not here as a stage show. This is not a clowny affair. It's here trying to represent the God of the Bible. And Christianity is attractive if it is preached in its simplicity and truth. See? Not making some great swelling, high-educated words like Paul said, I didn't come to you like that, but in the power, the resurrection of Christ, that your faith may be based in that. That Jesus Christ is alive. And that Jesus Christ is alive and can speak to our sister here, this woman, and tell what about that, that he's just the same out there to you as he is here on the platform and anywhere else. You believe that now?
Amen.
Now, just to speak to her a moment, just to contact her spirit, now, here's a man and a woman again, meet for the first time in life. Like, now, of course, there's many people out there praying. And if I, after it first gets anointing here, then it leaves and goes out over the building. Of course, after it kind of gets a few nights and everybody gets, you know, used to it, things like that. Now, we being strangers and not knowing each other, but Christ is here. He is the resurrection. He said, I am the resurrection life. Then he lives. Forevermore, ever able to make intercession, and feeling your Christian spirit coming against me now, to me, it makes it know that there is a Christian. Her spirit is welcome. She is a Christian. And so then, see, that there, now here's a brother and a sister of the same God, see? And you're in need. I can see you're in need. And you have need of something. And now, the Heavenly Father has already put the money in the bank for you when he gave his son. But now, the thing of it is, to make you have faith is to know that he's here, standing here. Of course, you would have to come through some power. That's right. Now, if the people can still hear me, right over the woman, if you can notice, there's a green amber light. The woman is very conscious that something's going on because it's a sweet, real sweet, holy feeling. That's right. Raise up your hand. She's becoming anointed now by the Spirit of God. And the lady is suffering with a nervousness, a real extreme nervousness. And that always comes. Why is that? I didn't guess that. See? You're thinking, I guessed that. I didn't. See? That was no guess. Couldn't be a guess. But it's the truth, whatever it was. I don't know what it was. The tape got it. But whatever it said was true. Wait just a moment. She seems to be a nice person. It's thoughtful. Yes, sure it is. Nervousness. Real nervous, and that nervousness is so bad till it makes you sore. You get sore. And then you've got something wrong, a rupture in the diaphragm here. That's right. Isn't that right? And no wonder you should believe, being a minister, a woman preacher, you're not from this country. You're from Missouri. That's a thus saith the Lord. That's right. You believe now? Boy, it'll all be gone. Go and believe with all your heart. God bless you, my sister.
God told me I'd see it when I came.
Thank you. Now, do you believe? How many believe? Well, sure, you see, keep them believing then. Just have faith. That's all you have to do. Just believe. Now, we're strangers to one another. You believe the Holy Spirit is here? Now, what I have to do, sister, I have to feel for you. You know, it has to be something that I sympathize with you. It's too much of this cold-eyed Christianity today, dried and cut. You've got to feel for the people. Now, just a moment. When this lady, she said she'd prayed, and God told her that she'd get to come or get to see here. Just keep believing. That's lovely. If you can keep that up, that real wave of faith coming from the audience, Sam. That's good. Just keep thinking now. Just keep believing. Don't doubt. Keep it in your heart now. This lady here is praying and wants to be prayed for from a growth on your head. That's right. Under your head. Or got it. That's right, isn't it? You believe? All right. Then go and the growth will lead you. Just have faith. Believe with all your heart. Have faith. Now, don't doubt. Be real quiet. Be real reverent. How do you do? We're strangers to each other. Also, I believe. The Lord Jesus knows us both. He knows what you're here for. He knows all about you. I don't. But He does. But if the Lord Jesus will reveal to me your troubles, will you believe it has to come from Him? Is that right? All right? You just believe with all your heart. Now, it's really not yourself. You're interested in somebody else. That's right. It's a man. And that man is your son-in-law. And your son-in-law has ulcers. And you want me to pray for him. Thus saith the Lord. Take that handkerchief and put it on that. Now, go pray. You believe with all your heart? Just don't doubt. Have faith. Be real reverent now. Have faith. Don't doubt at all. How do you do? We're strangers to one another, I suppose. But the Lord Jesus knows us both. Weaving, it's just from them visions you see. If one little woman made virtue go from our Lord and Savior, what would it do to me, a sinner saved by His grace? Do you believe that the Lord Jesus will reveal to me something about you? You believe it? Just be real reverent now. Just don't doubt. You have several things wrong with you. One thing is a fallen bladder. That's right, isn't it? Another thing, you have a growth, and it's in the abdomen. That's right, isn't it? Do right, you believe now that you're going to be all right? And pass on by and say, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Don't doubt your heart. You have what you've asked for. Just believe now as you come. How do you do, sister? You believe with all your heart? Well, now, we are born perhaps miles apart, years apart, and here we meet for our first time. Somehow I just can't get that in the audience. There's somebody out there praying. It's the man, but I can't tell where it's at. It keeps coming. It's this man sitting right here looking at me. Right straight at my finger. He's suffering with arthritis. Sitting out there. Yes, sir, you. You have arthritis. You believe with all your heart. Raise your hand up. All right, believe now with all your heart. Arthritis will leave you. I want to ask you something. What did he touch?
Amen.
Tell me who he touched.
Hallelujah.
He's 40 feet from me or more. He touched that high priest. Ask him if he wasn't sitting there praying. Is that right, sir?
Amen.
Just believe with all your heart. That's all you have to do now. Have faith. You're strange, as I said. I couldn't help it. The man kept coming before me here, and I seen him. He's crippled. Yeah, that's all right. He'll be all right. Just keep moving. Now, if the Holy Spirit, you know, it'll have to be some power to transmit this. And now the Bible says the Word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. And that's the reason Jesus could perceive what they were doing and so forth, because He was the Word. And then He said, if ye abide me and my Word in you, you get the idea now? Right, exactly. If you believe that with all your heart, that hernia will leave you. You believe it?
Yes.
I want to tell you something else. You're a nice person, and you've got a deep request on your heart that you want to ask me to pray about. And you're afraid it's going to pass you by. I'm not reading your mind, but you want to tell me something, wasn't it? You want me to tell you before you tell me?
Yes.
It's for your husband. Yes, sir. And he's bothered with a swelling condition. Is that right? You believe with all your heart? Go tell it and lay your hands up on him and so forth, and it'll leave you.
Amen.
You believe? Amen. Have faith. You want to eat your supper? Beef? Old nervous stomach leave you? Go out on off platform and eat your supper. How do you do? You believe? You believe he can heal heart trouble? You believe he can heal your heart trouble?
Amen.
All right, then go down and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing my heart trouble. And go next. Now, when I said that about that lady, a real funny feeling come over you. Because you had heart trouble, too. You remember I said you had it. You go and strange thing, believe for that baby, and it'll leave it also. All right, you believe it? All right, see, I don't lay my hands on the child. Satan, turn the child loose. In the name of Jesus Christ, let him be healed. Don't worry about him.
Amen.
Go believe it.
Amen.
It'll be
glory to God.
This lady's shattered with cancer, but if you'll believe with all your heart, God will heal you. You believe it? All right, so go right by saying, thank you, dear God. I'll lay hands upon the sick. They shall recover.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm just going to check for one. What if I didn't say nothing and you just laid hands on you? You believe it would leave you? You know? All right, come on. In the name of Jesus Christ, may she be healed.
Amen. Amen.
Would you believe the same thing? Just lay hands on you and you believe it? All right. God bless you. In the name of Jesus Christ, may he be healed.
Amen.
These signs shall follow them that believe. What if I said the same thing to you? Would it help you? Now, you got a lady's trouble, but your main thing is that heart trouble that you're worried about, like that, causes nervous in your heart. Wait just a minute. Just a minute. Nothing happened. Everybody, you're reverent now. It's in the audience. Here it is. That lady sitting right there praying for her husband that has heart trouble. If you believe with all your heart, your husband will get well. Don't doubt it. Believe with all your heart, yours is gone. Just have faith now, and don't doubt.
Praise God. Praise God.
How do you do? You believe God can tell me what's wrong with you?
Yes.
Whether I do or not, whether he does or not, brother, you believe anyhow, wouldn't you?
Yes,
you would. If I was laid hands on you, you believe that diabetes? Well, diabetes, I'll show
you.
I'm watching that blood test, God, that sugar check there, and see. You believe with all your heart?
Hallelujah.
This man sitting right back straight, yeah, right behind Brother Stockman there, has trouble with his legs. If you believe with all your heart, sir, you got more faith than you thought you had. Raise up your hand. All right? It's over if you believe it. Amen. Let's say praise the Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Wasn't that strange? Her coming right back there at the same time. Hey, well, I didn't tell her the same time you. I just wanted you to know what you had to face too. Amen. You love him?
Amen.
Amen. Now, don't doubt. The lady sitting right over there has got trouble with her legs, too. You believe with all your heart, you can have your. That left that right back there has got heart trouble. Yes, sir. Believe with all your heart. Yep. Got a prayer card? You have a prayer card? You won't have to use it now. Your faith did it.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
You believe?
Amen.
How do you do, sir? We're strangers to each other. But you believe that God can reveal to me your troubles? I couldn't heal you, because you know that I'm your brother. I couldn't heal you, but he's already did it. He just wants you to know that he's present. You believe that?
Yes.
All right, sir. The Lord be with you. You got kidney trouble? Bladder trouble? Just had an operation. That's right. Isn't that right? You don't have to have it no more. Go believe him. Get well. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
I may say a word, brother, that I was praying for you.
Amen. He wants to praise the Lord. He said, called him once before somewhere, and he was healed and still has the healing today, holding good. How many believe, sirs, we would see Jesus? You believe it? Is he the same yesterday, today, and forever? Is his word still the same? Now, how many believers are in here? Raise up your hand. Now, did not Jesus give his church this last commission? Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. These signs shall follow them that believe, the believers, is that right?
Yes.
If they lay their hands on the sick, what will happen? They shall recover. Now, I want you to lay hands on one another. Up in the balcony, down in here, each one of you believers, just put your hand over on one another. That's right. If somebody's sitting next to you there, front of you, back of you, somewhere, just lay your hands on one another.
Amen.
You're believers. So that I want you to see now that he just isn't only up here. He's out there. He's everywhere. Do you believe?
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Up in the balcony, are you ready? Put your hand on one another. Now bow your heads everywhere. Just lay your hands on one another and bow your head. Now our Jesus, that proves to you that he's here right now. He is here, his spirit. You said we would see Jesus. Here he is operating right through his church, his people. Now I couldn't do that myself. That's your faith too. No matter how much faith I have, you've got to have faith also. See? And your faith touched him, and with the gift that he gave me, to speak back his words to you. See? Now, I'm quoting his words out of the Bible. These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Now, I want each one of you, don't pray for yourself, because the person that's got their hands on you is praying for you. You pray for them. I want you to pray the way you do in your church. You just start praying now for that person, saying, Lord God, I'm a believer. I know that you're present. I'm laying my hands upon my neighbor here, and I want them to be healed. And they're praying for you. Now I'm going to pray for each one of you. Our Heavenly Father, we are approaching now again after the service to see that you do all things well. We believe this week that the crippled, lame, blind, halt, maimed will be cured by your power and will be made whole. Sinners' hearts will be washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Unbelief will fade away into a great revival of power of God, the Son of God. And now, these believers here have their hands on each other. And Jesus, who is omnipresent, has proven that you're here in this auditorium tonight. You are here. We have hands laid on each other. And I'm praying for them. They're praying for one another. And now, Father, we come to believe that you're going to make every sickness vanish from this place. Every sick person to be healed. Satan, we turn to you. You great, smart, educated philosopher, deceiver, trying to contradict the Word of God. The Word's been made manifest. We come to meet your challenge in the name of Jesus Christ, who was crucified, died, rose again the third day, triumphed over every devil, every demon, every powers that you ever had, stripped you from every legal right you had, because he paid the price and bought his church back by redemption. And tonight we are a redeemed people, and you've lost the battle. Come out of this people in the name of Jesus Christ. Lead them. Holy hands of believers is placed upon other believers, and you've lost the battle, and Christ is here to prove himself raised from the dead after 2,000 years and still alive forevermore. Forevermore. We adjure thee by the living God, leave this people, come out of them in the name of Christ. Every man and every woman, every believer now with your hands on each other, shut in. Believe. Christ near now. You see him moving in the platform, out in the audience by his infallible word. The prayer of faith has been prayed by the same channel that he spoke to, taking human lips and moving the Almighty God, revealing, showing himself that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You're not a bunch of unbelievers. You're not a bunch of intellectual people. You're sitting amongst saints, godly, risen with Christ, sitting in heavenly places. Holy men and women have their hands laid upon you, praying a prayer of faith. Satan is defeated in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood's been pleaded. Now break above you by faith that darkness that would make you doubt one thing of God's presence, and your healing will be sure. Do it now while we keep our heads bowed, shut in with him. And we want to sing, if the organist will give us a little tune there, a little chord. I love him because he first loved me. Keep your heads bowed now, your eyes closed. Worship him now. Keep your hands on your neighbor. Keep your hands on your neighbor now. Shut in with Christ. Every requirement has been made, just like you went and confessed your sins and was standing over the water. Some godly minister had you by the hand and was going to baptize you. Same thing, the word is being made real, manifest, You said we'd love to see Jesus. He's proved himself among you. I saw him. You saw him. I felt him. You felt him. Here he is.
Amen.
He's here. Present with you till you have seen his word that's been preached, made manifest. Know that beyond a shadow of doubt that the great supernatural Christ that raised from the dead 2,000 years ago is still alive tonight and right here in his church. And we're near the end time. If you're not a Christian and you'd want to become a Christian, would you just stand up on your feet and say, I want to accept him as my Savior. Would you stand up, those who would want to do that at this time? I love him. If he can come here and know the secret of the heart and make his word so real that no one can doubt it, it's right here before us. I'm looking at two people that ought to raise up. You just, God bless you. All right. God bless you. Just stand up, young fella. All right. Someone else now. Stand up, say, I stand myself to make a witness. I want to accept him as my Savior. I want him, while I'm this close to him, his presence are here, I want him for my Savior. Someone else. Come on now. God bless you, young fella. That's good. Stand up on your feet and say, I want to accept it. I want to make a show that I want to prove I'm ready to stand for him. Someone in the balcony? It's kind of dark up in the top there. Believe with all your heart. If you're not a Christian, will you accept him in his presence? Come on now. You know that you feel that you should do it. Raise up. All right. Now all that wants to accept him as... God bless you. God bless you, sister. Wonderful. That's good. A better Christian. How many raise your hands to that? I want to be a better Christian. God bless you. That's sweet. Very sweet. See, you get that foundation, and God's seeing it. We're trying to win souls to him. That'll make you come back tomorrow night with a double portion of it, you see. As we prove to him that we're sincere and trying to do all we can, believing what he's done for us. Do you believe what it's been God is doing these things? See, we want to accept it, embrace it with all of our heart, and say, Lord Jesus, I love you. Now, if you just keep believing that, you'll see things happen that you never thought would happen, see. You just watch what takes place. Just get on the phone somewhere and get somebody coming. Now, all of you, I want you, this young man that stood up back there, to accept Christ as his Savior. I want some of you Christians to be sure that that young man gets to the minister right away and gets ready, because for the baptism and whatever more, they'll receive the Holy Ghost now. And all you now that believe that in the presence of Christ, that you accept him as your healer, I want you to stand up, that you've had hands on one another, somebody's had hands on you, and you believe that you can accept him as your healer, stand up to your feet at this time. Just see what kind of faith that you can prove to God that I believe. That's right. Thank the Lord. Good. Amen. That's wonderful.
Amen.
Listen, little church. You keep that kind of faith moving and get out around here and do some work. Now, each one of you be a preacher. Get somebody. Now, don't you, how many feels good and feel fresh after you've accepted it? Just raise your hand. See? It's just the acts of God. God doing this. I love him with all my heart. Now, all together, now let's sing. Now, just raise your hands while we do it.
Of him.